This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
We're going to bring in Bob McKenzie, our NHL Network insider. We chat with him every Monday, and that's where we're going to start. It's Deb and EJ in New York. Thanks, Bob. How are you?
Excellent. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. So explain to us, with his ties to London, and he kept calling it the family business, what he goes back to now and why not Washington?
Well, I think right from the get-go, from the day he arrived in Washington, he wanted to give the NHL a shot, but only a shot. He wasn't fully committed in the long haul. The contract that he did right from day one was just for the balance of this season. And both he and George McPhee said, let's just talk about it when the season's over. And I think, especially late in the regular season, there was a very strong feeling that Dale Hunter didn't think that maybe coaching in the NHL was all that was cracked up to be, and would want to go back to where he had a pretty good routine in London, where he's a part owner, along with his brother and his family, of the London Knights. It's really a thriving enterprise in terms of economic engine in junior hockey. But also, he was the head coach of a very strong Ontario Hockey League team. And his brother, Mark, is the general manager. So when Dale went up, of course, Mark took over as general manager and head coach. Now, once the playoffs started and they started to have relative success, that is getting to game 7 of the second round against the New York Rangers, people started to wonder if maybe he was enjoying it more and that maybe he would consider staying on. But he didn't leave too much time from the end of the cap season to now to decide that his number one interest is the London Knights, that it is a family business, and that he does have family concerns back in London, and he's ready to make that move. So from that perspective, it's not really surprising. I think he enjoyed some aspects of the job in the NHL. I think others, like talking to the media on a daily basis, about as much as a visit to the dentist. But he's content to go back to what he knows, and that is junior hockey. And his Knights are off to the Memorial Cup, but my understanding is he's not going behind the bench at all. He'll just be involved with the program, but not directly behind the bench like he was. Why upset a winning combination that they've gotten to get this far?
Bob, he looked so happy in those meetings with the media. How could you say that it was a trip to the dentist? I mean, he just looked overjoyed to be spending time.
You know, and he handled it funny. He's got a real farmer sensibility because that's what he is. He's a farm boy from Petrolia and just outside Sarnia, Ontario. And if you know any of the Hunters, they're all basically the same, no nonsense, and that. But he was joking this morning, I guess, when he was talking about different aspects of the job or whatever, and that he found challenging. And somebody said, "What were those?" And he said, he looked at all the media there, smiled, and said, "Well, I love you guys." and that he's not a guy that he doesn't like to spend a lot of time talking about what he's going to do. And I think he also knew that if he stayed, there was bound to be pressure from ownership or whatever to maybe try and open things up a little bit. And that's not his nature. I mean, he's not. He believes hockey's played a certain way, and he coaches that way. And God help the guy that tries to change his mind on how to go about his business, because he's got a pretty firm idea on how he wants to do things.
All right, so now Dale Hunter he took the Capitals to the second round this year, but I would say, hey, there was a lot of positives in Washington this spring. I think a lot of the Washington Capitals players, some young players still, have learned, I think, a lot of things of what it takes maybe to win and to get, you know, towards a Stanley Cup maybe in the future. Where does management now go from here? Because it's hard to find a guy that is willing to, you know, sit Alex Ovechkin and do some of the things that are necessary. As you said, Dale Hunter was okay with going back to junior. A lot of guys you're going to bring in now, they aren't that way. They want to make sure they can keep their employment and keep their jobs. Who are some of the names that you think make sense in Washington going forward?
Well, first off, let's make one thing perfectly clear. If Dale Hunter wanted to stay, there's no question George McPhee would want him back.
Yeah.
Now, that said, now that Dale Hunter's not going to be back, I think the very first thing George McPhee wants to do is put a lot of distance between now and the decision to hire his replacement. I don't think he's in any hurry whatsoever. I think George McPhee just wants to get out, get familiar with the draft, do some scouting, take care of the business with the hockey team that needs to be taken care of. Mike Green's a restricted free agent. He needs a new long-term deal. John Carlson, who played so well for the Caps, along with Carl Osner in a shutdown role. Carlson's a restricted free agent. He's coming out of entry level. They want to try and get a long-term deal done with him if they can. Alex Semin, obviously, I think probably the window, the Alex Semin window is closing in Washington. I noticed where his agent, Mark Gandler, made some critical comments to the organization that Alex doesn't get to kill penalties, Alex doesn't play enough, and that it's probably best for him to move on, and I would suspect that when it's all said and done, the feeling will be mutual. So I think he wants to take care of all that, and I don't think he's the least bit concerned, George McPhee, in terms of hiring a replacement for Dale Hunter right now. He suggests that it could be as late as August before he hires a coach. So you're going to get a lot of the familiar names thrown out there. The one that's getting a lot of play, for obvious reasons, is Ron Wilson's available. Ron Wilson, of course, was the head coach of the Washington Capitals under general manager George McPhee when they made their last trip to the Stanley Cup final against the Detroit Red Wings. I'd be surprised if they go for Ron Wilson part deux, but that's just my sense of it. And I don't think there's a list. I don't think George McPhee wants to even think about it right now. I think he wants to build his hockey team the way that he figures it needs to be built, and then see where the dust settles, who's available, who's interested. It's a plum job, let's face it. If you talk to any unemployed coach, they'll tell you that of all the jobs that are available in the National Hockey League on the coaching front, an opportunity to go in and work with talent like Ovechkin and Backstrom and Green to have the foundation in place. And I think probably, if I was guessing, the person that they're going to eventually hire will be some sort of hybrid, some cross between Bruce Boudreau and Dale Hunter. That is, somebody who will do what Dale Hunter did and make the Stars accountable and make them realize that they don't need 25 minutes a night to be successful, that if they get 15 or 17, that they can still score goals and they can still be offensive. But I think they'll also be looking in a perfect world for a coach that does have a little more attack-oriented genes in them than Dale Hunter did, and that. But as I say, I think they take Dale back in a heartbeat if he wanted to stay, but I also think now that he's not there, they will look for somebody who will try to play a little more offensive brand of hockey and split it somewhere down the middle.
All right, thanks so much, Bob. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.